Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So a lot of people have asked me, Steve, why the focus on entrepreneurs right now? Well, number one, I am one, and my dad was one, and most of the people I work with are entrepreneurs. And bottom line, entrepreneurs are the backbone of the U.S. economy. And even if you're in a large organization, an entrepreneurial mindset is a winning mindset because it's innovative, it's creative, it's setting ego aside so you can lead yourself well and lead others well. Well, what's today about then? What's this episode? It's winning on the outside, losing on the inside. The success that's slowly killing your business. From the outside, Marcus was crushing it. Revenue was up 40% year over year, a team that had doubled in size. He had speaking invitations, media features, a growing reputation as someone who got the AI revolution and was riding it hard. But when he sat down in my office, the man in front of me didn't match the headlines. His eyes were tired. His sentences trailed off mid-thought. He kept checking his phone, then apologizing for checking his phone. At one point, he stopped mid-sentence and just stared out the window. "I'm supposed to be winning," he said. "So why do I feel like I'm losing?" Marcus had been moving fast for 3 years straight. Every new AI tool, he adopted it. Every opportunity he chased, everything that came his way, he tried. He tried every pivot, everything the market demanded. He'd been agile, yeah, in a way, relentlessly and exhaustingly agile. And it was killing him, and it was killing his business. Agility has become a buzzword in business. Be agile, move fast, pivot quickly, adapt or die. But somewhere along the way, we confused agility with frantic motion. We started celebrating entrepreneurs who never stopped moving, as if exhaustion were a badge of honor and burnout were just the price of success. That's not agility. That's a slow motion collapse. Here's how I define agility: the ability to take advantage of opportunity with speed and efficiency. Notice that second word, efficiency. That's the part most entrepreneurs miss. Speed without efficiency is just spinning. You move fast, but at enormous cost. You capture opportunities, but you deplete yourself in the process. You win battles while slowly losing the war. True agility means moving quickly without unnecessary waste. It means recognizing the right opportunities instantly and acting on them without second guessing, because you're operating from a clear sense of your unique success pathway. Not reacting to every shiny object that crosses your field of vision. There are four resources that you cannot afford to waste. Every entrepreneur manages these resources: cash flow, inventory, personnel, technology. Okay, but that's not the four resources that I'm talking about. Yes, those are important indicators. But there are four resources that matter more than all of those, and they're the ones most entrepreneurs neglect: time and how you spend your time. the one resource that's absolutely finite. You can't manufacture more of it. You can't borrow it. Every hour spent on the wrong priority is an hour you'll never get back. Energy and how you spend your energy. Your physical and mental fuel. Unlike time, energy can be renewed, but only if you're intentional about it. If you deplete it consistently without recovery, you're going to find yourself running on fumes, even when the calendar says you should have plenty left. Focus and how you spend your focus. The ability to direct your attention where it matters the most. In an age of infinite distractions and endless opportunities, focus is what separates signal from noise. Lose it, and you'll work harder while accomplishing far less. And the last one is effort and how you spend your effort. The sustained application of yourself toward a goal. Effort without direction is just motion. But aligned effort, effort that flows from clarity about your unique success pathway, creates compound results over time. Here's what makes these resources different from money or from equipment. You can't raise more from investors. No venture capitalist can inject fresh energy into your depleted reserves. No bank will loan you back the focus you've scattered across too many projects. Marcus had plenty of funding. What he didn't have was enough reserves of time, energy, focus, or effort. He spent it all, and the returns were diminishing fast. So why do entrepreneurs run themselves dry? If these resources are so precious, why do smart people, smart entrepreneurs, keep depleting them? The answer almost always comes back to operating outside their unique success pathway. Think about what it feels like to swim against a current. You can make progress, but every stroke costs more than it should. You're working twice as hard to go half as far. And the longer you swim, the more exhausted you become, until eventually you're just trying to keep your head above water. That's what happens when entrepreneurs operate outside their pathway. They chase opportunities that don't fit their strengths. So every win requires a heroic effort that cannot be sustained. They build teams that duplicate their weaknesses. So gaps persist, and they end up doing work that they really should delegate. They say yes to everything, because without pathway clarity, they can't tell which opportunities are worth pursuing and which are distractions in disguise. They ignore their natural rhythms. They force themselves to operate in ways that work for other people, but actually drain themselves. Marcus was doing all of those things. He'd adopted the hustle culture playbook because that's what successful entrepreneurs were supposed to do. But it wasn't his playbook, and his internal resources were paying the price. Let's talk for a minute about resilience, and it isn't what you think it is. Most people think of resilience as the ability to bounce back after setbacks. You get knocked down, you get back up. You fail, you try again. Grit, toughness, perseverance. Okay, that's part of it. But that's not the whole picture. Real resilience isn't just about recovery. It's about prevention. It's building systems and self-awareness that keep you from unnecessary depletion in the first place. Think about resilience in this way. A resilient building isn't just one that survives earthquakes. It's one that's designed to absorb and distribute stress so that damage is minimized. The goal isn't heroic repair after the disaster. It's intelligent design that reduces the impact of the shocks. For entrepreneurs, resilience means knowing where your energy leaks are and fixing those before you're running on empty. Building recovery into your rhythm, not as a reward for burnout, but as a non-negotiable part of sustainable performance. Creating boundaries that protect your focus so distractions don't slowly erode your most important work. And designing your business around your pathway so you're swimming with the current instead of against it. So how do we make agility and resilience become a natural part of our lives? Here's what I've seen again and again. When entrepreneurs discover and align with their unique success pathway, agility and resilience stop being things they have to force. They become natural. When you're clear on your pathway, you recognize the right opportunities instantly, because they match who you are and where you're going. You don't waste time chasing options that look good on paper, but don't really fit. That's agility. Speed with efficiency. When you're aligned with your pathway, work requires less effort. Not because it's easy, but because you're not fighting your own nature. You're using your strengths in context where they create maximum impact. You're delegating what drains you to people who are energized by it. That's resilience, protecting your resources by design, not just willpower. The entrepreneurs who thrive in the age of AI won't be the ones who simply move faster than anyone else. They'll be the ones who move smarter, with clarity about which moves matter to them and their business, and the internal reserves to sustain that journey. So where are your resources leaking? If you recognize yourself in Marcus's story, successful on the outside but depleted on the inside, start with an honest audit of where your resources are going right now. Ask yourself, where am I spending time that doesn't align with my highest contribution? Look at your calendar from the past month. What percentage of your hours went to activities that genuinely required you and your effort, your specific strengths, your unique perspective? What could have been delegated or declined or even designed differently? What activities drain your energy disproportionately? Some work is hard but energizing. It stretches you in ways that feels meaningful. Other work is just depleting. It leaves you emptier than when you started. Know the difference. Minimize the work that depletes you. Where is your focus being fragmented? Every context switch has a cost. Every notification is a small withdrawal from your attention bank. What systems or boundaries could protect your focus for the work that really matters the most? Where are you applying effort without clear alignment? Effort feels productive, but effort without strategic clarity, it's just motion. Are you working hard on the right things, or just working hard? These questions aren't very comfortable, but they're the beginning of building the kind of agility and resilience that will sustain success rather than undermining it. I like to use the term more success with less stress. 6 months after our first conversation, Marcus looked like a different person. His business was still growing, but now at a pace that he could sustain. He'd restructured his role to focus on what he did best, and he hired people whose strengths complemented his gaps. He'd built recovery into his rhythm instead of treating rest as something to feel guilty about. "I'm actually enjoying this again," he said. "I forgot that this was possible." That's what becomes possible when agility and resilience work together. You move fast when it matters, and you have the reserves to keep going. You capture opportunities without capturing burnout. You build something sustainable instead of something that consumes you. More success with less stress. It's not just a tagline. It's the outcome when you stop swimming against the current and start flowing with who you actually are. My soon-to-be-released book, Thrive, Your Entrepreneur's Edge in the Age of AI. AI is demanding a lot of people, and there is so much that is uncertain and unknown. But here's what you can know. You can discover your success pathway. Agility and resilience start with understanding your emotional intelligence patterns, the correct integration of the right AI tools, and you put those together and shape where you can thrive and stay away from the struggles that drain you. I have many resources for this. Feel free to visit our website at eqfit.org. And I hope that you will take this and just start to think about, what does more success with less stress look like in my life, in my business, and in the world around me? Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.